Hi, I'm Ray Hageman. Motorized traffic is closing for the season on some WHMA areas in the state. And an update on an avian disease that affects doves and pigeons. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. Some wildlife habitat management areas in the Sheridan region will begin closing to motorized vehicles in mid-November as part of their annual season closures. WHMA roads that remain open to vehicle access later in the season may close earlier than scheduled if personnel believe that wet weather creates conditions where resource damage could occur. Off-road motorized travel is prohibited on wildlife habitat management areas. Many WHMAs around the state were purchased with the specific purpose of providing winter range for elk and other big game. Protecting and improving winter range where possible is the primary management objective of these properties. Annual seasonal closures have been in effect for decades and are intended to protect wintering wildlife from disturbance. Well, the detection of avian paramyxovirus, a viral disease that often affects doves and pigeons, was found in Wyoming. Eurasian collared doves from Casper, Green River, Riverton, and Rock Springs have tested positive for avian paramyxovirus, which can spread rapidly in areas where birds congregate and can cause large die-offs in pigeon and dove populations. Liz Wheeler, Game and Fish Department Wildlife Disease Specialist at the Game and Fish Wildlife Health Lab in Laramie, says, "We detect this virus from time to time around the state. Birds infected with this disease may exhibit neurological symptoms, diarrhea, weakness, respiratory distress, or die acutely. Samples were also tested and negative for avian influenza and Newcastle's disease, a more virulent strain of paramyxovirus." Wheeler says avian paramyxovirus is best controlled with frequent disinfection of bird feeding and watering equipment, especially if doves are regularly present. Disinfecting equipment with a 10% bleach solution is recommended. People who see three or more dead birds in an area are encouraged to notify their local Game and Fish regional office. For more information on wildlife diseases, including disease fact sheets and online distribution maps, be sure to go to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. Timely reporting of wildlife deaths is critical to identifying and mitigating the spread of disease. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.